I am Edwin Zane. My Reddit name is easy underscore does underscore it. And this is Reddit Reads the Bible, Genesis chapter 14, World English Bible Edition. Genesis chapter 14. In the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elazar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim, they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinub, king of Admar, and Shember, king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, also called Zoar. All these joined together in the valley of Siddim, also called the Salt Sea. They served Chedorlaomer for 12 years, and in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer came and the kings who were with him, and struck the Rephaim, and the Ashtaroth Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emim in Sheveh Kirrephaim, and the Hortis in their Mount Seir to El Paran, which is by the wilderness. They returned, and came the En Mishpat, also called Kadesh, and struck all the countries of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, and live in Hazazon Tamar. The king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, also called Zoar, went out, and he set the battle in array against the king of Siddim, against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and the Tidal, king of Goyim, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elazar, 4 kings against 5. Now when the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and some fell there, and those who remained fled the hills. They took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their food, and went their way. They took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who lived in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. I'm retaking verse 12. They took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who lived in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. One who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew. At that time he lived by the oaks of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and they were allies of Abram. Retake verse 13. One who had escaped from. Retake verse 13. One who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew. At that time he lived by the oak of Mamre, the Amorite, and brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and they were allies of Abram. When Abram heard about his relative was. Retake verse 14. When Abram heard that his relative was taken captive, he led out his trained men. Retake verse 14. When Abram heard that his relative was taken captive, he led out his trained men born in his house, 318, and pursued as far as Dan. He divided himself against them by night, he and his servants, and struck them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. He brought back all the goods, and also brought back his relative Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the other people. Retake verse 16. He brought back all the goods, and also brought back his relative Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the other people. The king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him at the valley of Sheveh, that is the king's valley. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought up bread and wine, and he was the priest of Most High. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram, the God of Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hands. Retake verse 19. He blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High. Retake verse 19. Blessed him. He blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hands. Abram gave him a tenth of all. The king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the people and take the goods for yourself. Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hands to Yahweh, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread, nor a sandal strap, nor anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. I will accept nothing from you except that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their portion. That was Genesis chapter 14, read by Edwin Zane. Easy Does It.